Yeah, that's what I should have got from that second case.
July 8, 1984. Seven Oaks, California. Neil Pierce interviewed by Kay Beagle.
Okay. We were taking these cows that were owned by the man who sold the bank to the Black Hills. And you stopped rolling away in Nelson, and then you got there.
Yes.
And you, what was your relationship with him? You worked for him?
He hired me. While we still both lived in Murphy,
mm-hmm.
and he knew that my folks and he knew me for many years. He used to be a banker there.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew I wanted to go to the Black Hills, so he just asked if I'd work for him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I probably knew more about farming than he did at that time. So he asked me if I'd like to go along.
Mm-hmm.
So, I decided to go with him.
Okay, how much were you making in the gas station?
$2.50 a day.
And
I wasn't working at the station at that time.
Oh, what happened?
Well, the fellow decided he didn't want me. That's several months ago, so I just had to do everything there was to do around town or out on the farm, so we decided to go to the Black Hills.
Just kind of odd
jobs? Yeah, just all kind of odd jobs.
I
loaded coal, two or three carloads of coal, and I don't know what all I didn't do. Anything or anybody wanted help, that I could get a few cents out of, I said I did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I helped the folks quite a lot out on the farm that summer, because my dad paid me then. He felt like he had to pay me, and we kind of needed it too.
Yeah.
You to go?
And so you took up this opportunity to go to the Black Hills.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a place did you have to live out there? Was it a place that had been farmed before?
Oh, yes. It was a big, not a big farm, but the man they went with, his home was a big home, and there was a log cabin on just in the same yard that his house was. And that's where Ethel and I lived. If you make me think about it sometimes, I'll show you a picture of those sitting down by the house.
Okay, and did you run the farm, or did he run it and tell you?
Well, he ran it, and I just did whatever he wanted me to do. I'd done the most of the farming. He kind of took care of the cattle outside milking. I always had to help him milk. Otherwise, he helped on the farm, out in the field too a lot, but I did the most of it that year.
And where did you raise?
Small grain. I think he had wheat and barley, and he didn't raise any corn out there. It wasn't very good. And mostly feed for his cattle. That's what he wanted. Not feed for, he didn't have to buy feed for his milk cows.
And it was primarily a dairy, or were there other kinds of cows also?
No, it was just dairy cattle. All Holsteins. He had some real good cows. I forgot how many. It seemed like there was 20-some when he milked.
And how long did you stay there?
Well, so he got broke that fall.
What happened? Well, why was it not profitable?
He stayed there and worked, but he had two large ideas to start with. He spent too much money for stuff that he didn't have to have. And he never realized whether it's things that he bought to farm with that he could have got along without. So,
mm-hmm.
year or two, he got set up. And that is why he said, I haven't managed that. And he said, I can't afford to have any help. I'll have to be alone for a while.
What kind of things did he buy that he didn't need?
Well, there was pieces of machinery that he could have got along without. And he bought, I can't seem to think of anything in particular, but I know that part of it is machinery.
Did he have a tractor?
Yeah, he had a tractor, and that was all right. But other stuff that he could have got along with without for a while, like putting up hay and stuff like that. He didn't need all that stuff.
Okay.
till he knew what he was going to do. He wasn't a farmer. He was a banker.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I never knew till I tried it what farmers were up against. And he hated to loan a farmer any money. And he said, after I tried it a year, I know what they're up against now. He said, I got a different look at farming. He didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
He just thought he'd go out there and play around with a tractor and put in a crop and have a three-month car and be a millionaire overnight. That was his idea. Not out of a millionaire, but he just make money that way. He found out different. He didn't have the right kind of a farm to make a lot of money anyhow.
What was his name?
Atkinson. I can't say his first name. Bob Atkinson.
Okay.
And he had two daughters and his wife. But I don't know how many years he lived there after we left. I don't remember.
How did he left and had this dairy? Did
he
just do it all by hand?
Well, when he first went, that was one thing he could have got by it out of, a high-priced milking machine. And they were high-priced then, so they're fairly new. If he'd gone about that and made him milk more cows,
mm-hmm.
and himself milk more cows for the first year, he'd have gained quite a lot. But he wanted everything right up to snuff right now. And he thought he had a lot of money, but he found out before fall he didn't have as much as he thought. He never realized what a farmer's expense was till he got into it.
Yeah, so even like in the late
1920s they had milking machines. Well, this is 1930. Yeah, they had milking machines a long while before that. I never had acted one or even seen one until he got that. I had no idea how they worked, but I soon found out. I like it. I like it, and set down the milk of cow and put the machine on. But,
yeah.
But that was just one expense that he had that he didn't need. As far as I was concerned, it was nice.
So what did you do after? Did you have to find another place to live and everything?
Yes, I went from there to another dairy farm. Yeah, we moved out after Mays after that. Ethel worked in a beauty shop.
Where? I thought she got in the country.
Well, it's down in the Sturgis.
Oh, okay.
And she got working for that lady there, and she worked for her quite a while. Then we went out on this other day. He was a big farmer, too, and he wanted somebody to take care of his milk cows.
Mm-hmm.
And I delivered sweet cream to this cream station every morning after the milk was separated. In the night, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was in the deal. And we got $80 a month plus that board and room. And Esther had to earn a board because she done the cooking for me. There's bachelors, mm-hmm. two bachelors.
Mm-hmm.
Esther did the cooking. And we lived right in the house where the bachelors lived. They had a great big two-story house. And I took care of the milk cows. I supposed to take care of the milk cows. Deliver the fruit cream every day and feed the hogs. He had I don't know how many hogs.
And did they raise crops with these cows?
Or yeah,
they
farmed. And that's where I fed beet pulp from the sugar factory to those milk cows. And they bring in the big truckloads. I don't know what he paid for it. Probably not very much. Maybe they haul it for nothing to just get rid of it.
Yeah, was there someplace around there,
sort of
the beet factory?
Yes, must have been about 30 miles up to Bell's Juice Foster. They had one of the biggest sugar factories in the state.
But nobody around where you were raised
Christian. No, not right in that area. And yeah, I tried to say something about that. I don't know now.
Okay. How long did you stay at this place?
Well, he decided that he didn't have enough money to keep paying us.
And you said it was two bachelors.
Yeah, two brothers, and bachelors. And the younger one was really the boss. The other one, he was just kind of a funky. Yeah. Well, I chopped wood for him. I did a lot of different things, more than I was supposed to do, but I didn't young and had a lot of ambitions, and I didn't have anything to do. He had a great big stack of wood out back of his shop. He said, he asked me one time if I'd mind working out up firewood when I didn't have anything special to do. I didn't know. When I did, I had a stack of wood big as his house. I didn't do it very much at a time, but the middle of the day it seemed stacked up. Yeah, then F and I moved to town. Two steps.
Okay, just a minute. This was different than where you grew up, though, because they had wood here.
Yes, this is like this area.
Yeah. Okay, so then, when they couldn't say that, you want to lay down?
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay,
no. If you want to
get up there, I'll do it. So you moved back to when they couldn't pay you. And the reason they couldn't pay you was...
the depression was coming on.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't just because they invested too much capital like the other
guys. No, he'd been farming for years. I don't know, I think that farm's still in their name. I don't think they're waiting. I know Charles didn't, but I don't know if John is not. Anyhow, I don't know.
What was their last name?
May. Mm-hmm. Charles and John May.
And because of the depression, they couldn't pay you anymore.
Well, yeah, it was working in their pocketbook too much. They decided they could do it themselves, I guess.
And so, but then
their
income was from selling the milk.
Yeah,
and they couldn't sell the milk.
Well, they
didn't
have
money.
Well, when they got down to where they had about all the money they were getting, they decided they better get it themselves instead of paying out help for help.
Where else did they get paid?
Well, they found pretty big one, and
more than just a few
bits. Oh, yes.
Okay.
So that's the part of it. You know, things started to get bad by farming.
Yeah. Okay, so you went back to?
The farm stages, yes. And I lived there in stages for a while.
Yeah.
So?
Oh, did she? Well, I'll ask her. Go ahead.
So that next spring was it when we went to out in the country. And then in the
west,
I worked in Queen Station.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, we picked chickens, canned legs.
Why would you pick chickens at a Queen Station?
they had all produce and cream and milk and all that, and butter and ice cream, everything.
So, did they buy the chickens from the farmers around?
Yeah, that's where they come from.
And
yeah.
What did they do with them after they were
picked? Well, they shipped them all over the Black Hills.
Yeah. So they sold them for meat.
That's right.
Okay, and they also did eggs.
Yes, bought eggs. They got putting all the eggs in the country. And even from the store, you see, finally bring stuff in to trade it to groceries, and then they get the eggs from the store, then they can and ship all over.
Yeah, and did you make butter and ice cream?
They made butter, but not there. They had a place at Deadwood that they made butter. But the same company had it. I didn't work in the butter, but I helped with a lot of the cream that went up there. And then the fruit came like I was talking about when I ran this last day. I was treated every day and delivered. It had to go through a process of pasteurizing it.
Yeah.
So they could sell it. I did that, and I was delivered by all the time with it. Mighty two Ford coupe. And I delivered that cream. And of course, the ice cream, I delivered everything they had that they were in town mm-hmm. that people wanted. At stores and ice cream parlors and all kinds of stuff like that. When
I'm still puzzling over why they called it a cream station. When you also dealt with chickens and eggs.
It all went together. That is just their business. They call it a creamer, and see, most farmers didn't sell milk then. They sold cream.
Mm-hmm.
They'd separate it, and then they'd feed the milk to the pigs or whatever, and just sell the cream.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the cream would go. And I had to test that cream a lot, too. And that's just rather their business. They didn't produce the business beside the cream.
Okay. So, and then you only stayed there a while?
Well, I worked off and on there.
Oh, how much did they pay?
15 cents an hour. Now, like, 1 week I can remember, I earned $12.
Yeah. That was a lot of hours.
It was a lot of hours. I forgot how many hours I knew for a long time. But that was a pretty big check those days.
Yeah.
And I didn't worry about the hours. I wanted to get the check. And the last time we'd go out at night, when they'd buy chicken, they'd go out the farm. They had kept the little chicken there. They'd go out the farm after dark. Chickens were all gone to roost. It's much easier to catch. That's why we go up the farm, and I'd come and work half the night getting a load of chickens in. And the next day we'd pick them. We'd pick to have 500 chickens.
That's just a lot.
Yeah. Or I got a young fellow. Or four of them. We pick 500 chickens, the two of us.
Well,
here
we are.
But we didn't have to do it. We didn't have to kill them. There was a man there that killed them. But that... No, we had to scold them.
So why did you decide to leave this
cream
station?
Well, it wasn't a steady job.
Oh.
Over the holidays it was, but... I just worked there now and then whenever they felt like they needed some extra help. Then they had a chance to go out on a farm 50 miles off a little town right near a little town called Clough. And that's where I worked there, and they had a big farm. And after thrashing, the grain wasn't worth anything, and the man that he said, I just, he didn't have any money. He took a load of, he had to, I forgot how many loads of wheat he took the time to get to pay his trash bill. He had thousands of bushels of wheat.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I hate to let you go, but I just have to. And he was saying, well, that's when I laid it by, put me a mile and a half on. He had a farm down there, a house farm, and it was empty, and he told us he could live there, and that's where we lived. So, that's when we packed up and went back home to Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved in with my folks, and 3 weeks after that, when my father passed away.
Have you been out?
Have you been out?
Are you sick?
No, his heart just stopped. He was out in the barn. He wasn't really sick. He'd been Well, he'd been sick ever since he had that. He got a little heated in the heart fever. That's why he ran the farm for so long, but he wasn't really sick then. Yeah, they found him out in the barn. I'd gone out to help my brother pick corn, and mother thought that he had gone out the field where we were.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when we come in, she, see, he wasn't ready, so she, we started to look, and that's where he found him, down the barn.
So then, did you stay on
it? Yeah, that's when mother ran Mr. Barrett's farm together, and they talking about how it goes. That had been 33 when they started farming together.
Yeah.
And that fall was when the bad storm was, dust storm.
Yeah. And what did that do to farming?
Well, it made it pretty rough, but we found it 4 years. 35, we had a fairly good crop. But to have so much farming debts, you could get government loans to farmers. So, that fall when we decided to, this next spring, after that, in 36, and Doug and I put in about 300 acres of farmland, a crop, and it never rained has ever come up. That's when I told Ethel, I think we're a free farmer. And so, we kind of, well, Brian folks, and that's went out to the Black Hills. They found the same as ours. He thought he could get a job, and he did get a job out there. He stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian's mother came back, and Don with us, and they stayed there on the farm for a while, so they could get arranged to get really good stuff. So I don't remember all about that. And, they moved to the Black Hills. They lived there till Don's dad passed away. Was it last year? Two years ago, I guess. Now she's moved back. She's come from her hometown. So, in that fall.
How could you farm during the
dust storm? You couldn't. Like my brother and I, we put the crop in, but in the spring it wasn't too bad to put the crop in, but we never had any rain. And I thought all the moisture ever got for 40 days is the rain.
Mm-hmm.
And it never rained, it never even rained enough for the crop to come up. So,
but you said you were there several years.
Well, that's when I found was four crops.
Yeah.
35 is the only time we're ever going to crop. And so, I wasn't worth anything. You could sell a car for $20. You had to farm, but you couldn't get any feed.
Yeah.
A ton of feed cost more than you could get out of a car. So that's when the brother took over the farm, and we come to California, fall of 36.
And did you decide on California because of your grandfather?
Yes, I wanted to come to California after he got back and was telling about what a wonderful place it was. And we were funny about Ethel and I, we come to Long Beach, we never even talked about going back. I went to work, so we got in Long Beach the 23rd of December, and I went to work the 11th of January, and we didn't even talk about going back. We just could not spend the winter.
What happened to
Long Beach? Because Alan Mays parents. We knew them.
How did you
know them? Well, Alan May's mother and was a cousin to my aunt and uncle. In fact, her dad was a brother to one of my aunt and uncles by marriage. That's how we knew him. We met him and drove up to South Dakota and visiting the relation, and of course, our relation too, and we met him that way.
You said the same cousins, a lot of the same cousins.
Yeah.
So did you come initially, had you thought you'd go and visit them and see what it was like?
Well,
how did you find
your daughter? Well, yeah, we thought when you come to Long Beach, that's where we went first.
Yeah.
We'd been up to Culver City, and we'd been up to Frisco, people we knew. But over to Culver City, Larry's wife, my brother's wife, brother lived up there, and her cousins.
Yeah.
That's, well, we went there, well, I don't know, we were there a day or two, I guess, then we went to Long Beach. Yeah, we lived from South Dakota, so then we went to Long Beach and went there out in Libby's. Anyway, nothing to do but to stay with them till we found something to do.
Yeah.
Or a place to live.
Yeah.
And we found a place to live about the same time I got the job, right after, just a few days different.
How did you go about looking for a job?
Well, then here and there, there were different factories, and I went to General Motors up on Fruity Boulevard for several times, and I had a cousin that was going up there looking for a job at the same time. He said, Spencer and Kellogg are going to hire people tomorrow. He says, I'm going down there. Why don't you come down? And sure enough, we went down there and he hired both of us. It was kind of funny. He was a funny man. He says, I got a lot of applications here. And he says, I've thrown them away. Because most of them, I know half of them are lies. And he said, I'm going to put my men out of this group that's here right now. There's one man that he knew would come from some other state that he hired. He came around, he looked the fellow over, he said, I'll take you as my cousin. And he went around the ways, and he picked all the men and women that he wanted right there out of that group that morning. And he sent us to get our social security numbers registered and sent us to the doctor to see if we were healthy and all that day.
Mm-hmm.
And on a day or two, he went back and went to work. Yeah, that's what he said. He said, I can tell the people know how to work because middle west people know how to work. And he said, I can just tell the look on them that comes from the Middle West, and that's about all he had to do. I didn't know it showed up that time, but he had a way that he knew. He's quite a guy.
How did you get your social security number?
All over the place. It's not as over to Wilmington. I don't know. I don't.
You didn't have one before you came?
No. See, that was the beginning of it in 37.
Mm-hmm.
36 is when they started, and that was in January in 37, so you see this, it's new.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, there's some particular office or there's any place in that area that they could sign up,
mm-hmm.
get on Social Security.
And this wasn't a job that required any experience or skill or anything?
No, he said he wanted to
trade
in.
And where'd you do this?
Well, I worked in, they call it the hydraulic press room. I play a little flat. That's a name. 9 different grades of 11 feet oil. That's all they made at that time. And it 11 feet oil comes from flaxseed. And that's what the flaxseed is ground, run through a cooker. Then it is, at that time, it is run into all the cookers under a flat plate between two hair mats. Pressed down, had a little press, it pressed about that thick, about 2.5 inches thick. Then it was put in these hydraulic presses. There's 12 layers of these plates of meal between these hair mats that was put in there, and it was left, I forgot how many minutes, under 4,500 pound pressure, pushed the oil out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, we had 12 of them. We had to do 12 of them every hour, two of us, when we got up the schedule. People betting their cars and everything else that it couldn't be done, but it was.